A wrestler's ranking is based on his performance in the elite tournaments that are held 6 times a year. Each wrestler has 15 bouts per tournament, one per day, over 15 consecutive days. If he finishes the tournament with a winning record, 8 victories or better, his ranking will rise. If he has a losing record, his ranking falls. If it falls far enough, he is booted from the elite rank entirely. The 8th victory in any tournament is therefore critical, the difference between promotion and demotion. It is roughly 4 times as valuable in the rankings as the typical victory. So, a wrestler entering the final day of a tournament on the bubble, that is, with a 7-7 record, has far more to gain from a victory than an opponent with a record of 8-6 has to lose. Is it possible, then, that an 8-6 wrestler might allow a 7-7 wrestler to beat him? A sumo bout is a concentrated flurry of force and speed and leverage, often lasting only a few seconds. It wouldn't be very hard to let yourself be tossed. Let's imagine for a moment that sumo wrestling is rigged. How might we measure the data to prove it? The first step would be to isolate the bouts in question, those fought on a tournament's final day between a wrestler on the bubble and a wrestler who has already secured his 8th win. Because more than half of all wrestlers end a tournament with either 7, 8, or 9 victories, hundreds of bouts fit these criteria. A final day match between 2 7-7 wrestlers isn't likely to be fixed, since both fighters badly need the victory. A wrestler with 10 or more victories probably wouldn't throw a match either, since he has his own strong incentive to win, the $100,000 prize for overall tournament champion, and a series of $20,000 prizes for the Outstanding Technique Award, Fighting Spirit Award, and others. Let's now consider the following statistic, which represents the hundreds of matches in which a 7-7 wrestler faced an 8-6 wrestler on a tournament's final day. Let's now consider the following statistic, which represents the hundreds of matches in which a 7-7 wrestler faced an 8-6 wrestler on a tournament's final day. The first number tallies the probability, based on all past meetings between those two wrestlers fighting that day, that the 7-7 wrestler will win. The second number will show how often the 7-7 wrestler actually did win. So the 7-7 wrestler's predicted win percentage against this 8-6 opponent is 48.7%. But the 7-7 wrestler's actual win percentage against this 8-6 opponent on this last day of the tournament is 79.6%. So the 7-7 wrestler, based on past outcomes, was expected to win just less than half the time. This makes sense. Their records in this tournament indicate that the 8-6 wrestler is slightly better. But in actuality, the wrestler on the bubble won almost 8 out of 10 matches against an 8-6 opponent. Wrestlers on the bubble also do astonishingly well against 9-5 opponents. In the case where a 7-7 wrestler's predicted win percentage against a 9-5 opponent is only 47.2%, they actually win, on the last day of a tournament, with the 8th win at stake, 73.4%. Now, as suspicious as this looks, a high winning percentage alone isn't enough to prove that a match is rigged. Since so much depends on a wrestler's 8th win, he should be expected to fight harder in a crucial bout. But perhaps there are further clues in the data that prove collusion. It's worth thinking about the incentive a wrestler might have to throw a match. Maybe he accepts a bribe, which would obviously not be recorded in the data. Or perhaps some other arrangement is made between the two wrestlers. Keep in mind that the pool of elite sumo wrestlers is extraordinarily tight-knit. Each of the 66 elite wrestlers fights 15 of the others in a tournament every 2 months. Furthermore, each wrestler belongs to a stable that is typically managed by a former sumo champion, so even the rival stables have close ties. Wrestlers from the same stable do not wrestle one another. Now let's look at the win-loss percentage between the 7-7 wrestlers and the 8-6 wrestlers the next time they meet, when neither one is on the bubble. In this case, there's no great pressure on the individual match, So you might expect the wrestlers who won their 7-7 matches in the previous tournament to do about as well as they had in earlier matches against these same opponents. That is, winning roughly 50% of the time. You certainly wouldn't expect them to uphold their 80% clip. As it turns out, the data showed that the 7-7 wrestlers win only 40% of the rematches. 80% in one match and 40% in the next? How do you make sense of that? The most logical explanation is that the wrestlers made a quid pro quo agreement. You let me win today, when I really need the victory, and I'll let you win the next time. Such an arrangement wouldn't preclude a cash bribe, of course. It's especially interesting to note that by the two wrestlers' second subsequent meeting, the win percentages revert to the expected level of about 40%, which suggests that the collusion spans only two matches. And it isn't only the individual wrestlers whose records are suspect. The collective records of the various sumo stables are similarly aberrational. When one stable's wrestlers fare well on the bubble against wrestlers from a second stable, they tend to do especially poorly when the second stable's wrestlers are on the bubble. This indicates that some match rigging may be choreographed at the highest level of the sport, much like the Olympic skating judges' vote swapping. No formal disciplinary action has ever been taken against a Japanese sumo wrestler for match rigging. Officials from the Japanese Sumo Association typically dismiss any such charges as fabrications by disgruntled former wrestlers. In fact, the mere utterance of the words sumo and rigged in the same sentence can cause a national furor. People tend to get defensive when the integrity of their national sport is impugned. Still, allegations of match rigging do occasionally find their way into the Japanese media. These occasional media storms offer one more chance to measure possible corruption in sumo. After all, media scrutiny creates a powerful incentive. If two sumo wrestlers or their stables have been rigging matches, they might be leery to continue when a swarm of journalists and TV cameras descend upon them. So, what happens in such cases? The data show that in the sumo tournaments held immediately after allegations of match rigging, 7-7 wrestlers win only 50% of their final day matches against 8-6 opponents instead of the typical 80%. No matter how the data are sliced, they inevitably suggest one thing. It is hard to argue that sumo wrestling isn't rigged. Several years ago, two former sumo wrestlers came forward with extensive allegations of match rigging and more. Aside from the crooked matches, they said, sumo was rife with drug use and sexcapades, bribes and tax evasion, and close ties to the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia. The two men began to receive threatening phone calls. One of them told friends he was afraid he would be killed by the Yakuza. Still, they went forward with plans to hold a press conference at the Foreign Correspondents Club in Tokyo. But shortly beforehand, the two men died, hours apart, in the same hospital, of a similar respiratory ailment. The police declared there had been no foul play, but did not conduct an investigation. It seems very strange for these two people to die on the same day at the same hospital, said Mitsuru Miyake, the editor of a sumo magazine. But no one has seen them poisoned, so you can't prove the skepticism. Whether or not their deaths were intentional, these two men had done what no other sumo insider had previously done, named names. Of the 281 wrestlers covered in the data cited earlier, they identified 29 crooked wrestlers and 11 who were said to be incorruptible. What happens when the whistleblower's corroborating evidence is factored into the analysis of the match data? In matches between two supposedly corrupt wrestlers, the wrestler who was on the bubble won about 80% of the time. In bubble matches against a supposedly clean opponent, meanwhile, the bubble wrestler was no more likely to win than his record would predict. Furthermore, when a supposedly corrupt wrestler faced an opponent whom the whistleblowers did not name as either corrupt or clean, the results were nearly as skewed as when two corrupt wrestlers met, suggesting that most wrestlers who weren't specifically named were also corrupt.